dancing. Ain't they the eggs? The way life bends. A cool hand, cook and fall. Ain't they the eggs? The way life falls.
Chickens and champagne. It was one of those hot, lazy days of summer. Between the heavy workload of spring planting, shearing sheep and calving, and the fall harvesting, and getting the sheep and cattle off to market. Vay and I had been taking turns sliding down the Red Rock slide in the afternoon, and had once again found our way to the orchard for some fresh fruit, there for the picking. Remember the time we got the pigs drunk? Vay asked, his dark eyes sparkling. That was a lot of fun, I said, as I ate the last apple, corn all. Somebody told me those seeds sprout in your stomach and grow a twig, Vay said. Ma said it won't hurt me. That's an old wives' tale, I answered. Besides, I'm hungry. Vay said, you're not hungry, you're just bored. I am too hungry, I replied. You want to do something fun? Vay asked. He placed his arm around my shoulder, a hint of mischief in his voice. What do you want to do? I asked. I'll show you a secret, Vay said. Promise you won't tell a soul? Sure, I said. I like secrets. Well, soon we found ourselves in a forbidden room, as far as I was concerned. My grandparents' bedroom. Should we be in here? I asked. Won't your folks be mad? Not if you don't tell them, Vay said. And he knelt by his parents' bed. He lifted the covers that hung down the side, and he pulled out a box from underneath it. What's in the box? I asked, my curiosity running at full speed. Look, Vay said, and he pulled a bottle from the box. I can't pronounce it, I said. What is it? Champagne, silly, Vay said. Father likes to drink on special occasions. This one's been open. There isn't much left in it. So, are we going to drink it? I asked. No, Vay said. I wouldn't dare. We might get drunk. Besides, Mother might smell it on our breath. No, I wouldn't want to do that, shaking my head, I said, thinking that some people who I'd seen have too much to drink. Remember the time we got the pigs smashed? Vay asked, a grin spreading across his suntan face. That was an accident, I defended the plot as I chuckled at the thought. It was fun, though, wasn't it? Vay asked. What are you getting at? I asked. Let's have some more fun, Vay said. This time let's see what happens if we feed it to the chickens. Better not. What if your mother catches us? I said. She won't. Dinner's not for a couple hours. We'll just try it on a couple of them. Well, then I sneaked into the kitchen like two thieves in the night. Quickly, Vay snatched an old chip saucer from the cupboard. Then we ran like a shot out of heck to the coop. We had just placed the saucer in position. Vay was pouring the last of our ill-gotten gain into it when Grandmother's voice echoed through the yard. Vay! Orion! Come here! I've got a couple chores for you to do before dinner. Stash the bottle! Stash the bottle! I all but squeaked as Vay placed the bottle under the wood pile to be retrieved later. Off and on for the next little while, we whispered to each other as we pulled pig weeds in record time and threw them into the pig trough, all the while keeping an eye on the coop. We waited with bated breath to see what the chickens would do. We were also scared that Grandmother was busy in the kitchen putting dinner on the table, and that Grandfather was home earlier than expected. I hope they don't peck at it, I said. Maybe it won't faze them, Vay said. You never know about chickens. What if it kills them, I said, dreading the outcome. You two are quiet for a change, Grandmother said, as Vay and I nervously sat down with the family. Vay's siblings chattered about the day's events. It wasn't too long until our worst fears were realized. Noisy clucking of chickens and an unusual cock-a-doodle-doo came from an ornery rooster in the yard. What's all that racket about? Grandfather asked, his fork clattering from hand to floor. I held my breath, but I didn't answer. Sounds like something's attacking the chickens, Grandmother said. Maybe a chicken hawk's bothering him. I wish it was, Vay said under his breath, and we reluctantly followed the family out into the yard. Roosters all but stood on their red spiky cones as they fell head over heels onto the ground. And the egg-laying hens, they weren't faring any better. They squawked in protest when their legs did everything imaginable except to hold them upright. Thel pointed at Van Me and said, "You rascals have been at it again." Van and I tried to stand out of sight behind Vay's sisters. "So what's going on?" Nan asked, puzzlement drifting across her face.
"I'd like an answer to that, too," Grandfather said as he planted two dusty boots inches from our bare feet.
Vay quickly went behind me, as if my small frame could save him from his father towering over us.
We gave some champagne to the chickens,"
I stuttered, wondering if my legs would hold me upright.
"You what?"
Grandfather growled, pushing his rough brown finger on my chest. He didn't hurt me, but we tumbled over backwards onto the ground to our bottoms just from pure fright.
"You did it again," Grandmother said. "I better not catch you near that liquor in my bedroom again, or I'll make sure someone gives you the licking you deserve."
"We won't," Vanna uttered in unison. Thel and the sisters ignored the talking to we were getting. They were chuckling and hee-hawing at the now performing chickens, appearing as ballerinas on their spindly legs.
"Supper's getting cold," Grandpa said.
But his eyes were twinkling as he glanced at the silly birds.
"Aw, Father," Thel begged, "can't we bring our plates out here to watch 'em? I haven't had this much fun in a long time."
Surprisingly, Grandfather and Grandmother joined the family to watch the once-in-a-lifetime comedy of chickens, a sight the likes of which may never be seen in Escalante ever again.
The old hen cackles, raising flew up, jumped the roof and he went along to the old hen cackles, cackled in the lot, next time cackles, cackled in the pot.